This episode contains discussions of sensitive topics. Please check the description for a full content advisory.
I took off my shoe and I threw it at the raccoon to, like, at least stop that from happening. I didn't want anyone to die.
Yeah. So today, we are going to be talking about our most painful experiences and ranking them on the Wong Baker Faces Pain Rating Scale. Let's see. I have meltdown headache.
Oh, meltdown headache. Yeah. I guess this is kind of similar to your migraine situation. But when you have sensory overload, just like, you know, a person who gets migraines would experience, your head gets this actually happened to me yesterday. I was at Riley's house, and they're really nice, and they got, like, little Lego kits to build.
Yeah.
And we were laying on the bed doing it, because that was the only space to do it.
I'm so sorry. This is so dumb. I just remembered I had dreamed of Legos last night. Continue.
Okay, I kind of want to follow up with that after this story. I'm curious now. But the instructions were on glossy paper, and there was a ceiling fan right above where we were doing it with, like, a really bright light.
Oh, no.
And so, like, by step three, I was like, I literally cannot finish this. Like, all I can see is light, and my head is in agony.
Mm.
Just because there was glossy instruction paper. Like, it's ridiculous. But that's the way my brain works.
That's how it works, yeah.
So I would say that any kind of, like, headache, meltdown, pain, it's the kind of headache you get, like, where it pulses at the back of your head, you know, and you can't see straight. So I'm going to say it's probably, like, a 4.5, maybe. No, I don't know. Well, wait, if that's a 4.5, then maybe the horse needs to be, like, a full 6.
Okay.
Let's go. Does that seem fair?
Yeah, sure. That seems fair. And I can stack them, so, like, don't worry if they overlap.
Okay, cool. I think that's more, that'll work.
As we go on, your pain scale adjusts.
Yeah, I'm, like, remembering, oh, that did hurt. It's just been a while.
And then I just have joint pain, again, and I can't remember if I said it on this one or the last one, but they suspect I have arthritis, which I'm like, I'm too young for that. They're like, not if your genetics say you're not. I'm like, great. But anytime the weather changes, especially, I get extremely inflamed knees that make it hard to, like, walk sometimes. And anytime I get a fever or anytime I get sick, I get what I like to call the hot knee stabbies. And it wakes me up at night from the pain. It's literally like somebody is taking, like, a heated, like, knife and just stabbing me in the knee all over the place multiple times. In the front. And except last night, actually, I woke up because it was in the back of my knee, which never happens. So that was weird.
That's really
weird. But it hurts enough to wake me up, but, like, I don't think it's still not, you know, the worst pain I've ever felt. So I'd probably give it, like, a 5.
Okay.
Well, 4.5. 4. We'll say 4. Because, again, it depends.
Okay. Somewhere in that range.
Somewhere in that general vicinity, yes. And then I have a note that says, fought cat and lost.
Oh, that was a bad one. Okay, I had this cat. She was an angel. I really don't know what happened. Her name was Daisy. Oh, I say she was an angel. I mean, like, weirdly sweet cat. Again, kind of like the horse situation. Where it's like, where, what? So she would, like, cuddle me at night, lick me, like, acted like a dog. I was little, like, probably, I think I was probably about 6 when I had her. We had her for about a year by the time the story actually happened. But, like, because I was a child, I was like, I wonder if I play dead, if she'll care. And so I would, like, play dead. And she would, like, run over as fast as she could and meow in my ear. And, like, very sweet, gentle cat. I don't know if she got stung by a bee. I don't know what set the bitch off. But this cat went from, like, perfect like that to this event and then never being the same again.
Oh.
It was very weird. So she was mostly indoor cat, but it was like if we were outdoor, she would be indoor-outdoor kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so this particular instance, I was like, I'm going to go in the yard. I'm going to bring Daisy. And we also had a dog at the time named Bailey. And so it was me, Daisy, and Bailey in the backyard. And also in the yard was this giant, thick, beautiful old tree. And we, at that time, lived, like, further East Texas, so it was a lot more, like, wildlife-y kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And
in the
there was
woods.
A raccoon. Yes, ye old Patty Wood. When I was out there playing that day, there was a raccoon in the tree. And she... okay, chain of events. Raccoon in the tree. It gets pissed. And it's because it's a raccoon.
Yeah.
And it runs and starts, like... You know how they kind of screech and, like, scratch stuff off at you? Like, they don't throw things like a squirrel. But when they're angry, they kind of, like, kick and scratch around and, like, run around and stuff. So it was, like, having a fit. And so stuff was falling off the tree. This pissed off Bailey, the dog. So she hauls ass. And she was this chunky little chow mix. Like, she was a tough cookie. And she, like, runs to the base of the tree and starts barking at the raccoon. And Bailey barking and getting really mad on the fly pisses off Daisy. The cat.
Oh, no.
And so it was like a cartoon. Like, she darts off. She, like, Tasmanian devil, like, looks like a tornado, claws my dog a lot, like, really attacks my dog.
Oh, no. Poor dog.
Which upsets the raccoon, who runs down the tree towards the dog. And my dog, being either Lab Chow or Chow Pit, like, she was no nonsense, this dog, ignored the cat, continues to attack the raccoon. So, like, the raccoon and the dog and the cat are just this jumble of fighting animal.
Oh, no.
I took off my shoe and I threw it at the raccoon to, like, at least stop that from happening. I didn't want anyone to die.
Yeah.
And so I, like, threw my shoe, which drew the cat's attention to me. And so she was like, if you don't have cats, like, they have, like, buttons pushed. Like, you push the right button, and they have the zoomies. You push the right button, and they're pissed. Like, that kind of a thing. Something about the shoe was, like, target acquired. So she then holds ass to me and claws, like, literally all the... It was like a cartoon, like, all the way up and down my body. At this point,
no.
It's loud. Like, there's cats and raccoons. And, like, everything is making sounds. The dogs are barking. So my grandma, I don't remember if she lived with us at the time or if she was just over... But she happens to see me out the kitchen window at that point. And she's, like, trying to physically pull the cat off me. So they're, like, claws in my body, like, being ripped off. And then she, like, claws back on. And
oh,
it was
no.
so bad. It was like a thousand tiny little cat of nine tails. Like, it was everywhere. I had Band-Aids. I was just green because I had packages and packages of Scooby-Doo Band-Aids.
Oh.
All the way up my face, my everywhere. I had to go get a rabies shot. The dog had to go get a shot. It was crazy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I think that is probably slightly less than the surgery pain. The pulling off parts was the worst. Having the claws, like, be physically pulled off me by a human instead of just retracted. So I'm going to say that's an 8. Not like an 8.5, but an 8.
Oh,
it was not good.
Nope.
It
no
was
thanks.
Crazy.
Speaking of rabies, my next one is when I had to get a rabies shot, which you said you had to get one too. Did they do the thick, like, gelatinous hemoglobin stuff for you?
I for some reason, I have, like, literally no memory of it actually happening. I just remember, like, oh, we have to go get that. So I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe they, like, were like, oh, it's fine because the raccoon didn't attack you. We'll just give you this antibiotic. I'm not really sure what happened, but I don't really remember it. Sorry.
No, you're good. So I was, oh, goodness, maybe, like, 14, 13, something like that. And we were at my grandma's house. And she lived out in the country, this little bitty town, and people would dump things near her house and also animals near her house. And her driveway attached to the road, and that road literally, like, maybe 20 yards or something ended at a major road, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So, like, hers was the first driveway off of, like, a major road, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
And we were there. It was the middle of summer. We were just having a grand old time or whatever. And I happened to glance down her driveway, and I see this just horde of puppies running toward me. And, you know, being like 13, I'm just like, oh my God, it's puppies. Yay. Like, whee, fun stuff. And so I ran over and was playing with them or whatnot. And my cousin came over, Brittany came over. Like, it was a whole, you know, everybody was having fun. And at one point, two of them got into a scuffle, and I thought it was a great idea to try and break it up. And I got bit by one of them, which in itself, you know, not that big of a deal. As it turns out, they were part coyote. They were like coyote dogs. Apparently that's a thing. And,
wild.
But it was like, some were, some weren't. I don't know, whatever. But long story short, I wound up having to get a rabies shot, because for some reason, the one that bit me, either they escaped. I can't remember what happened to them. All I know is that normally what they would do is they would euthanize the dog, send the head in to see if, and get it checked for rabies, which, maybe that might've also just been too expensive for what we were trying to do. I don't know. They brought these two big old, like, you know, inch and something, a couple inch long vials of this syrupy stuff, and all of it had to fit in the space in between my thumb and my forefinger.
No, that okay, little, I definitely did not get that.
Yeah, that fleshy little bit that just kind of, that little tiny, like, almost webbing that you have in between your thumb and your forefinger. Yeah, I had to... I almost passed out twice from the pain. They had to like lay me down at points, and it was so bad. Like it was leaking out at multiple times because she had to like stick me multiple times over and over again to try and fill up the area. Because apparently, I don't know why they had to put so much in there. But by the time it was all said and done, I couldn't move my hand. Like, I could not bend my thumb. There was so much fluid.
Oh,
it was, yeah.
A gag. Yeah. I cannot.
Yeah.
I definitely did not get that. That is, I want to throw up. That sounds terrible.
And lucky for me, they had only recently phased out the needing to give you a shot directly into your stomach. Like, a big-ass needle into your stomach. Ooh. Like, I was able to... so I had to deal with that, but then I had to have, I think, three more shots after that. There were just regular shots in the arm, so... But it was, that one,
wow.
I would say... Yeah, I'd say that one was probably... That was about a 7 or an 8. I don't know. I never...
That sounds worse than a 7. I mean, I wasn't there. That sounds awful.
I'd say, maybe... I'd say about an 8.5. I always save my, like... The actual, like, the big... Stop that. I'm always like, I want to save my 9s and 10s because I just don't feel like I've actually experienced that physically yet.
I feel that way, too. I do that, too.
But I'd say that's at least an 8.5. Because, I almost passed out from pain, so that probably is... It's probably higher than I think it is, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saving my 9s and 10s. Ah, what the heck, I'll make it a 9. Wow, scoot it over. There.
Wow.
For you, I have sword leg.
Oh,
no,
yes.
No, I'm sorry. I have car wreck for you.
Car wreck.
Yes.
Okay. This is the big one. So I've been in many of them.
Mm-hmm.
None of them my fault. I think 3 or 4. Four? 3 or 4 car wrecks at this point. But this one, I was 4, I think, 4 years old. And I don't think they're allowed to make trucks this way anymore. But they used to have, you know, the back is the bench seat, and then the front was like normal car, except the middle console would fold up as well into another middle seat.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truck that my dad had at the time. So... We were going somewhere, and I liked the middle seat, so I was sitting in the back middle seat, and it's actually the house we live at now. At the time, it wasn't very busy, but it's kind of, like, known for car wrecks. Like, it's one of those curbs you don't expect kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was really rainy, stuff like that, so we pull out of the driveway, like, right onto this curb is where the house sat, And we take the turn, and this lady is flying down that curb in the rain. She hydroplanes. I think she hit us head on. Ironically, we were on the way to a funeral from someone who died in a car wreck.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So Mackenzie's in the passenger seat behind the driver's side, I believe. And then my dad was driving. My mom was in the passenger seat in the front, obviously. So when she hit us, the middle console thing came up, and I went, or came back, I guess, and I went forward. And so my face smashed into this plastic, thick console. And, oh, like, when I say console, again, it used to be a middle seat. So it's not, yeah, like the small consoles you think of. Like, it was very big. It was, like, the back of a chair, you know? Yeah. This huge, heavy piece of plastic smacked into my face. My gums exploded on impact. I had a bottom tooth, which I'm wondering now, like, this whole side of my face, like, I have kind of naturally straight teeth until you get to the left front side where I have one that kind of twists and then the fused tooth. And I'm wondering if it's from this. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. But, like,
tooth went through my chin, like, the skin at the bottom of my chin went straight through the skin there. Gums exploded. It was not good. I remember, like, it was slow motion. Like, I think it's the way my memory works. But, like, everything I can tell you right now, like, the slow motion of everything that has ever happened in a car wreck for me. So, like, I literally saw my mom's hoop earring, like, flying through the air as we were crashing. And, like, glass was hitting the, you know, like, you would hang your tux in the window and put it on when you got there. And that was in the window, and, like, glass was hitting that. It was very interesting. That was bad. I don't remember the pain of the impact, though. Like, I feel like shock was so strong that that was, like, literally a zero. I was so focused on what was happening. However, they pulled me out of the car, and the fireman did his job, but I was a child and didn't understand what was happening at all, and there was no, like, I'm gonna do this to you now. Like, it was just, like, throwing people around in chaos. And so he just, like, opens my exploded mouth with my tooth through my fucking skin. Just, like, opens it up and starts jabbing gauze into my mouth. And it's, like, on raw, hamburger meat gums.
No.
Like, just starts, I remember that right now. Like, it was awful. It felt like, like a net was being, like, dragged across flesh. It was terrible. That's easily my 10. Like, it's probably more than a 10. It was months before I could do anything but drink food. Like, I could, at a certain point, only eat donuts. Like, I remember trying to bite a donut, and it felt like corn on the cob hard.
Oh, man.
Because my gums were so sensitive. So, that was definitely my 10. For sure.
Yeah, no kidding. I will definitely put that. That is going right there. So for my next one, I have it just says COVID fever. I would say probably it hurt, but it was more discomfort than anything, honestly. So I would probably just put that at like a 3.
Okay.
It was more. It was the length of how long it lasted versus the intensity that was the hardest part, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does make sense. Huh. Oh, you're good.
This one just says sword leg.
Sword leg. Okay, yeah. I was in a play with Ryan, Bria's husband.
Mm-hmm.
We did The Hobbit, and me and Mackenzie were feeling Keely, and Ryan was Thorin, if you're familiar with the story. Great time. The rest were a bunch of wild children. It was hilarious. But we had sword fights because The Hobbit.
Yeah.
And they had a shortage of people who actually knew what they were doing with a sword. There was this kid who was well old enough. I say kid. Like, I believe he was older than me. And I think I was, God, when was that? Was I like 17?
Yeah.
Does that sound right? Okay.
What's the kid's name? We can edit it out if we need to, but what was his name?
It was Isaac Anderson.
Oh, God. Ugh.
The worst, right? The worst. We don't have to edit it out. Yeah. I'm looking at you. No. Yeah, he is the worst. Well, old enough to know. I think he's older than me, right?
Yeah, we'll just call him Anderson.
We'll call him Anderson. Older than me, with no sword experience. And when you do swords, like, there are options that look fine that have nothing to do with a steel sword. Mm-hmm. I was insisting, like, use a bow staff. That's wood. So if he messes up, it's not that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. He's not going to hurt anybody. I was offering all these options. We have fake axes that have no harmful nothing. It's all wood, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, he needs to fight with one of those. And this director, who, may she rest in peace, she's no longer with us.
Oh.
But she was terrible. She was a mean, mean, mean woman. And she was just like, no, absolutely not. She was fighting us on every little thing. She would yell at the 6 or 7 year olds. It was very interesting. She might have been nice before she was ill. I don't know. But that's when I met her, and she was very mean and yelling at everyone.
Wait, so she was like terminally ill directing a
she
show?
She had cancer, and I want to say she died like the next year or something.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. She shouldn't have done it. Like, side note, we can edit this out. Justin Purser was like trying to, he was the co-director, and he was like trying to take over for her. And I think the idea was like, he'll technically direct it, but she will kind of have something to do. But she would not let him do anything. She was like kind of a tyrant about the whole thing. I don't know if it was meds or just who she was, but she was mean. But anyway, she was just insistent. No, he has to have a sword. He was an extra. He wasn't even a real character. Like, he literally only came in to be some kind of like elf in the battle or whatever and leave. That was it. I don't know why no one would listen to me. But he had not just a sword, but like, they gave him a steel sword. They didn't even give him like a fake realistic looking sword. Because they were like, well, you use steel, so it has to match. I'm like, we make wooden weapons that are made to fight steel. And they wouldn't listen. So what happened was, I had a move where I trip him and he falls on his back. And he had a shield and sword, and so I was supposed to, like, bang, bang, like, hit the shield a bunch, kick it off of him, and then end him. Every time, he would pull the sword up instead of the shield. Like, he would thrust the sword into the air instead of the shield, and I drilled him over and over, and I was like, you cannot do that. You have, like, we practiced it. I ran it with him over and over again. I was like, I will change the fight, and they wouldn't let me change the fight. Like, nothing. It's very dangerous. Like, you're really thrusting this sword. And ideally, they're dull, but he had a Starfire, and those are kind of hard to make dull.
Yeah.
if you know what those are, look them up. They're short, but they're, like, compact, and they're very hard to dull for some reason. So, especially, like, the pointy part more than the sides. So that's what happened, and I ran up, and when you're in the middle of the show, like, you can't say stop. You're doing it wrong, like, in the rehearsals a million times. So instead of pulling his shield up, he did that, and he thrust the bottom of my shin. It went into my skin. And then instead of, like, pulling, he realized it, and instead of pulling the direction you would to, like, pull it out so it's just a puncture, he decides to pull up. So he cuts up my, it was great. He cut up my calf.
Oh, my God.
So it was, like, probably 3 inches above my ankle on the kind of front, like, next to the bone, all the way up to right beneath my knee.
He could have crippled you for life.
He could have gotten an artery. He could have gotten any number of things. Yeah, it was not cool. Luckily, it wasn't, like, 3 inches deep. It was probably, like, a half inch deep. But still, like, you know, and it gets deeper as you go up. So, like, the upper part was deeper than that. I don't know. I didn't measure it. I should have gotten stitches, but I was very poor, actually homeless at the time. So I was like, eh, and I just blew it off. But that happened. So, of course, I bleed all over the stage. He runs off, and then I am to run, like, to the left and do another fight, which I did. So I run, and it's funny because my brain registered blood, but, like, I didn't pick up on I've been cut for some reason, even though, like, I saw the sword.
Did you say this is during a show? Like, during
this
an actual...
This is during a show. This was not rehearsal.
Why did I not pick... Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm very muted, too. Like, the cast probably doesn't even know, because the costume had leggings, so, like, it went through the leggings up the thing. So at least the audience wasn't like, bare skin, there's blood everywhere. Like, they probably thought it was a blood pack, like fake blood under my clothes. But yeah, like blood went on the stage. There was blood on the sword and I saw it, but for, I was like acting. Like if you've ever performed, there's like this certain kind of adrenaline where you're like, I don't know. All I am is a show. Go. And so like, I didn't register like, oh, I'm probably in pain for a second. So I'm just like, oh, well, he messed up. Idiot. I was right. And I run to the left to go to the next fight, but there's blood on the stage. So right after getting my leg cut open, I slipped on my own blood. Fell and like cracked my head against the stage floor.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Got up, finished the fight, went off stage. And then, because we're playing Feely and Keely, like me and McKinsey were kind of always in the same little vicinity, which is really nice. Like we're playing twins, so we're doing mostly everything together. So I get off stage and for some reason I'm focused on the concussion. Like I forgot for a second about the leg part and I was just like, oh, McKinsey, I cracked my head really hard. Like I was so dizzy. I was like, I'm having a hard time here. Like I can't even walk right. And McKinsey's like, well, your leg's bleeding. And I was like, what? I like forgot, I guess, because I hit my head.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, dang. So we like pulled my leg up, you know, my little costume legging up, and obviously it's very not good under there. And I was like, well, we have a lot of show to go. So I just like kept going with it, but we kind of worked it into the thing because like the audience saw it, the head part, obviously.
Yeah.
Like I remember people going like, oh, when I hit, they knew that part I think was not supposed to be in there.
Yeah.
So I kept going and we just like wove it into the thing. Like I would just like limp and lean on McKinsey the whole time and stuff like that. But yeah, it was interesting. It was an interesting time. Good story. But I would say for pain, that was probably, as the show progressed, it was probably like a 7. Like on impact took a long time for me to register what happened, but as like the more I walked on it, the more I did fights on it, it was like that dull throbbing stuff, and then your costume, which is like a hairy dwarf costume, is rubbing on it, and yeah, it was not my favorite sensation.
That is wild to me.
Yeah, so mad.
Well, coincidentally, I also have a hurt in the middle of a show story.
Hey.
So I was doing it was Romeo and Juliet, and I played the nurse, and there's a part where, obviously, spoiler alert if you've never seen or read Romeo and Juliet, she dies, sorry, she, like, takes some poison and, like, pretends to die or whatever, and then the nurse runs out and finds her or whatever, and then I had to run off stage. Well, the stage that I was, so it's a theater in the round, which means there's audience on all sides of the stage, and there are exits that go, ours happened to, some I think lead down, ours led up. So there were like, I think 3 or 4 steps that go up through a curtain and off stage. Well, I had to run off the, I had to run up those stairs off stage, but my costume was a little too long. So they had duct taped the hem so that I obviously wouldn't trip and fall. But also the lights, for whatever reason, the cue was wrong or somebody hit the buttons too soon. I don't know. It went to black before I was actually off stage. And so I was trying to run up these stairs in the dark, which I had done a million times before, but for whatever reason, at that exact moment, that hem decided to let loose. And I stepped on the hem and pulled myself down. And I twisted to try and like catch myself, but the way I landed, I hit the, I hit in between my ribs and my hip. Somehow miraculously I hit in between and didn't hit one or the other, because I would have shattered a bone, because that, or at least like broken it, because that those are concrete steps. And I hit it in between and I had to crawl off stage. And the next time I came on stage, I was like, it was for Juliet's funeral or whatever, and I was supposed to be crying. I was crying. I was limping. I was like, it was real tears. And I could not breathe. I was in so much pain. It was horrible. I wound up having to go to the doctor for it. And I don't know if I'm saying this correctly. If there's any medical professionals out there, feel free to tell me if I'm wrong on this. But I was told that I had broken my abdominal wall. I don't know if that's... I don't know.
Sounds if that's, terrible.
Yeah, it was bad. Like it was excruciating. And honestly, that I feel like at this point in my life would be my 10.
Yeah.
Because it was just I cannot describe the kind of pain that you can't cry or scream because it hurts so bad. Like you're just in such shock. You know, that theater really should have people sign waivers.
Yeah. This all happened in the same theater as mine, but we did the same.
The same local community theater, which, no qualms about it. It's just like, maybe you guys should have people sign waivers just for, you know, the legality of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one.
Great times, great memories.
Yeah, good times. Had a great time. It was where we both learned to pretend to be people.
Yes, yeah. I'm not neurodivergent. What are you talking about?
I'm just a normal person. Little side note, because I have always struggled with just picking at my cuticles and biting my nails and biting my cuticles and just general, I always used to have my hands in my mouth as a child to the point where my mom was like, stop it, it's dirty, you're gonna get germs, blah, blah. And I used to, I don't know if we were, well, we weren't friends in high school, so there's definitely no way you would have known this, but I used to carry a purse for the sole reason of having mints, gum, and dum-dums in there. I would buy a new bag of dum-dums once a week. It was kind of a lot. And eventually I was like, you know what, this is probably going to be rotting my teeth. I need to switch to something else. And so I switched to cinnamon toothpicks. And I even bought a little keychain holder for my cinnamon toothpicks. Unfortunately, I lost my keys and I lost the holder and I lost the toothpicks. But I've just bought myself some more because it's a thing. But the only reason I say that is because I used to get in trouble at the theater because I would walk on stage, or not on stage for like a show, but I would walk on stage for rehearsal with a toothpick in my mouth.
That could have gone badly if you fell forward.
Well, it was more of like, they're like, we can't understand you. And I'm like, I can enunciate perfectly fine with this toothpick in my mouth.
Yeah.
But they were like, you have a toothpick in your mouth. And so,
yeah, I don't know. No, that makes, it's just more me being concerned about your falling than...
Because I did fall a lot. That is true.
If you've ever done theater, they're very like, no gum, no nothing. Yeah. Be clear. Keep the stage clean. Which, I mean, I guess is fair.
Yeah. But apparently, so according to our friend Nadine, who is, who has like a degree in theater and has worked on like professional shows in the backstage, it's really only community theaters that are that obsessive.
Oh, I absolutely believe that.
She worked backstage for... Apparently, they were doing watercolors in their costumes.
Wow.
And I'm like...
I mean, it makes sense, though, because they actually have funding, so they can someone if something goes wrong. Community theaters are like, we will have these costumes and use them for every play that's in this period.
And they will be washed, maybe, eventually.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The smell is real brutal. Yep. Mm.
Anyway... A little side thingy.
Nice.
Lastly, I just have for you trampoline.
Oh, yeah. All right. I don't know how old I was. Somewhere in the junior high age range. as children do, we were jumping on our trampoline. And we had, like, my dad's a chiropractor, so he was always like, if you're going to have a trampoline, you have to have the net, like the highest of nets, because you're going to break your body, which is probably true because we were not safe children. For example, we used to play a game where we had like a double swing set, which you know, is supposed to seat two people and swing backwards and forwards as a swing does. And we said, no, this is a horse and an obstacle course. So we would face the wrong way, straddle it, swing like forwards and backwards, get it as high as we could, and then jump off and roll and like see who could jump off and roll higher. We were not safe. It was very fun. So we had a trampoline with a net. Thank God, because I would have died.
Yeah.
And we used to, like, pretend to be, like, professional skateboarders and, like, do, like, flips and, like, all kinds of stuff on like, against the net and stuff like that. Just with our feet. And we were doing that one day, and it was like, you know, double jump me, get me as high as I can, and I'll try to do, like, this triple turn in the air was kind of the situation.
Yeah.
So Mackenzie's like, okay, and they double bounce me, and I get very high. We had this shit down. Also, we did not weigh very much. It was not hard. We were little when we were little. So I get way up in the air, and I'm like, I do one turn, I do two, and then, like, by the time I get to the third one, like, I'm not a professional. I never took a gymnastics class. I just, like, was f***ing around. Yeah. So I didn't know what I was doing. By the time I get to the third one, my head is, like, I'm switched. Like, instead of, it was like a handstand in the air. My head is going down towards the trampoline.
Oh, God.
And Mackenzie was going to double jump me again if I fell. So I land and get double jumped from my head.
Oh,
so
no.
So I literally land on my head, and they, like, try to jump, and it kind of, like, rolls me. And so my neck cracks. Like, you could hear my neck crack. I was sure I broke my neck. I didn't. Thank goodness. But I just, like, didn't move, and I stood very still, and I could not breathe. Like, I was like, ugh! Like that. I literally could not exhale at all.
Yeah.
So that was bad. I had a headache from that and, like, neck pain from that for probably a month and a half. That was, I think, more terrifying than, like, physically painful, though. But the headache for that was definitely worse than your typical, like, meltdown headache, I guess.
Yeah.
And I do think it hurt much worse because it, like, went all the way down my spine than the horse bite. So I'm going to say, like, maybe, like, I think it's about even with the sword, probably. Like a 6.5, 7-ish.
Oh, no, the person's jumping over the thing.
Oh, no. But that's the thing, too. Like, if we hadn't had a net, when the jumping thing happened, like, I hit the net, I probably would have, like, fallen out of the trampoline, so.
You would not be here to talk to us right now.
No.
Probably.
Or I'd be paralyzed.
That is terrifying. Thinking about all of the close calls that you've had over your life, and, well, me as well, like, people, the royal you.
Humans, yeah.
Humans in general have over our lives is wild to me. That's, whew, good grief.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, looky there, our completed pain scale. I'm going to save that. Next time we talk about pain, it'll be emotional pain scale, which we'll wait a while to do that. I'm not
it's
super
scary.
It is scary. It's like that
emotional
one you have to, like,
damage.
Emotional damage. But yes, thank you all so much for listening today. If you enjoyed this, please give us a like or 5 stars, whatever the rating is on the platform that you are consuming this media. And be sure and come back tomorrow, because we will be here.
Mm-hmm. If you're on YouTube, go ahead and, like, comment one of your worst pains.
Yes, we would love to know.
Tell us your tales.
Goodbye.
Bye.